supposed to do? I mean, this is where we get paid the big bucks to be a dad or to be a parent, because I am so perplexed at times with my little one. And what I mean by that is that she'll have great days where she'll go ahead and knock it out the ballpark, do everything that we ask her to do. There's four things, and every parent, I'm sure, has their thing that they have to do with their kid. But for ours at this stage, it's four things. Go to school, do your schoolwork there, do your homework, do your reading assignments here at home, and stay up to par, and lastly, behave. And what happens with our little one, she's doing three out of the four or two out of the four. And every time you steer her back into doing all of them, she does it for a short time. And then she goes back on the rails. She's very sweet and sour in that regard. And it's something that we've been battling with ever since she's been 3 years old. To be honest with you, it's something that this all started with her behavior and the way she is at a very young age. And today was one of those things that it all clicked into me, like, okay, this is how you are. And I sat her down and I had to break it down to her. And today there was another incident where the teacher wrote a letter, a PE teacher of all things, and wrote a letter saying basically that, let me go ahead and read it here verbatim, but pretty much that there was an issue with my daughter and she was asked to stop talking, and she turns around and tells the girl, fuck you. It's like, wow. And obviously my daughter, the story goes in the letter to say that initially she was approached about it and she denied, but then eventually fessed up to it and says she said it, and then went back to saying, no, I never said it. And that's been a trend. And the fact that the teacher, the PE teacher, sent the letter, stapled it, and sent it over with me so I could read it at home. It's something that is, it all grew a light bulb on me, and I had to talk to mom about it, because this has been a behavior that's been going on. Because obviously the first thing, what does my daughter do? 7-year-old munchkin, right? And she looks like an angel to everyone. She's so sweet, so charismatic, but this is what I deal with on a day-to-day basis. This is what the parents deal with, the personality, the doing, putting in that work. And you know, she'll go ahead and tell you, whatever you read that, it's not true. You know, that whatever happened in that letter, it's not true. Tell me what was said. She goes in that tangent. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to tell you anything, but I'm going to read this. You go ahead and sit tight and be quiet. And then when she's just trying to manipulate you, and my daughter is really good at that. She's a master manipulator at telling you different stories. And what happens now when mom and dad live in different households is that she'll tell me one story, and then she'll tell her mom another story, and then she'll tell her teacher another story. So she started doing that last year in first grade. This is something, these are skill sets that, again, I'm not teaching her this at all. I try to talk to her directly and honestly. But these are the challenges that we have as parents when we have a kid and you try to be good to it. And this is a balance that I've talked about before, that you try to be good to them because you want to be a better parent as far as rewarding them when they do good things. But then it causes an issue in the back end, because then you're creating entitlement. You're creating a level of expectation that can't be met, that is not realistic, as far as every time they do something good, they don't get a treat. That's not how it works. You got to continuously do things. And at certain points, then we reward good behavior. But trying to have her grasp that concept, trying to have her understand it, is a whole different, that's a different animal. But today's event, as far as the teacher going ahead and sending a letter saying that she's, you know, said these things in class. Basically, I told mom, look, this is the trend. She's the bottom denominator, the common denominator, I should say, in every scenario that's happened. Now, she's had problems with the vice principal, with multiple kids, aftercare, teachers, now PE teachers. This is all in this year. So my daughter, and she's the common denominator in all of this. So that lets me know, it's no different than when you go play basketball or sport. You always have that guy out there that wants to argue with everyone for whatever their reason. And whenever that common denominator is there, relevant in every argument. Okay, that's John. That's John. Yep. It was so-and-so John. It was Minnow and John. It was Scott and Tom, you know, and John. Always one person. You realize that that's the common denominator. That's the person that's creating all the issues. And my daughter is the one that's creating these issues at home. And I broke it down to her, basically. And I said to her, look, here's the deal. I broke it down to mom and to my little one. I said, here's the deal. You are a person, since you've been 3 years old, that whenever you don't get something your way, you're going to punch somebody. You're going to yell. And you've been doing that since that early age. And it all started back in that point because you were bigger than the other kids. So you will punch and you will yank them away. So that's why the kids bit you. My daughter has been a victim of being bitten. And just recently, people bite her in the arm, leave her black and blue. But now I know why. Because she is a bully. When she doesn't get things her way, she goes ahead and takes it away or tells you a bad word. She doesn't do well with authority. And that's something that's been there since, as far as I can remember, whenever she was in social interactions. She's always had it her way, been entitled. And, you know, you always don't want to give your kid the benefit. You want to give your kid the benefit of the doubt. But at this stage, I realized, and I told her, time's up, girl. I already know what you're doing. Basically, you're not getting in your way. And as you're getting older, you're just using words, bad words. You are punching people. You're pushing people. And they're reacting to you. And then you're the one that, you know, you're making it seem like you're the one defending yourself. And you're really not. You're not defending yourself, girl. You're the one starting it. Because for whatever reason, they're not doing things your way. And you're the one that's starting the problem. And this happened, again, going back to her being 3 years old. One of the things that happened was she got put in with the big kids because my daughter, she wasn't learning as quickly as the other kids were. So they were trying to hold her back. I said, no, you're going to sink or swim. You know, I learned that as a kid. I grew up with these kids, man. I didn't know how to swim, but I learned the hard way. They threw me in the deep end and they just laughed at me, like, figure it out. They threw me in. I didn't know how to swim. I never got taught how to swim, but I learned how to do it. Because these kids threw me on the deep end, forced me there, and I had to go freaking figure it out. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. So now I'm just thinking, like, that's what I did with her in school. So she was bullying kids her age because she was bigger, but then all of a sudden, now we put her in an advanced class so she can catch up. And these kids were bigger, and they weren't having any of that. They were like, you're a little girl. Like, you're not going to be trying to bully your way. And she hated that school. She hated that process because she didn't have it her way. And she made it a very miserable experience. So just going forward, as I look now that she's 7, it's the same premise now. But now she's a better manipulator. Now she knows how to talk. She knows what to say. She knows, and she's learned some of these things from YouTube. And I'm very watchful about what she watches. If it's something I don't like, I'm turning it off. I'm like, dude, you're not watching that stuff with me. You're not. And I think that I don't know where she gets it from, you know, and I don't want to blame anybody or anything in particular, but I know with me, when she's here, when I see something I don't like, we're not watching it. And I always blame it to Howard Henry because I did not know. Until I watched that, I realized, like, this is some bad stuff. This is really bad stuff. And the power of YouTube and the videos and these kids is more powerful than music. I'll go down and debate that with anybody that I feel that videos and YouTube, and it's just more influential. Movies and things, visuals are more influential into someone's behavior than music. I think music accentuates someone's behavior. So if someone's angry, they want to listen to angry music. They want to listen to Eminem. If someone's sad, they want to listen to R&B. Right? That's kind of how I feel with music in general. It accentuates your mood. But when it comes to this behavior and you're learning, especially at that age, YouTube is wow. I mean, but she got exposed to that, and she's a mischievous little brat. She is, and she's spoiled. And at the end, there isn't any consequences. So what she'll do is she'll do two out of four things. Like, for example, today, she didn't do her homework at school. and she didn't behave, but she did her reading. And these are things that, how can, as a parent, I can't choke her via Bart Simpson style. I can't do that. I wish I could. But those days, the moment I do something like that, and I'm not saying that I haven't disciplined her like that in the past, but you can't go savage like our parents did. And I also don't want to turn that off. I don't want to turn off that ability to persuade, because, sorry about that. It's just, I don't want to turn off that ability to persuade simply because that's something that's very skillful. You don't want to oppress, in my opinion, I don't want to oppress my kid into doing things that she's very good at. She's a very good salesman. That's something that we all know. Being able to manipulate and being, and that, maybe that's a negative word, but being able to persuade, it's a powerful tool, and I'm all for it. So I think that's something that many people don't have, but my daughter's using it in a negative light, and I had to let her know, listen, that's not cool, bro. I know what you're doing. You're going ahead, and you don't get things your way, and then what happens is when you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, whether it's with cursing, whether it's with pushing or anything like that, then when we're looking at you and asking for answers, you're crying, you're playing the victim card, you're saying, I'm sorry, you're doing whatever it is to diffuse it, the situation, and then when it calms down, then you go back to doing what you're doing. And she's 7 years old, so she understands that. That's how amazing. It's fascinating to me how a kid understands that, but she's not able to articulate that. But I was telling her that. I was like, Jazz, this is what you're doing. You've been doing this for a long time. And I figured you out. And now the question is, how do we fix it? And that's the question I have to think about. Obviously, we have to have a reward system, but it's only temporarily with her. So what I mean by that is that, yeah, she'll do it for a week if she knows she's getting that carrot at the end of the stick. But how can we keep that continuously, right? And it's like, I don't know, you know, that's why I want her to find something that she loves to do. So I could maybe threaten her with, okay, you love going to these singing classes. Then if you don't do these things, then you won't go to singing class, or you won't go to dancing class, whatever it is that she loves. But right now, there's nothing at this stage that she's really passionate about and wanted to be involved in. So it's hard to dangle that stick for a long term, I should say, right? It's just weird because I'm trying to figure it out as a parent, and there's no script for this. And I think that's the thing with parenting, is that there is no blueprint for it and no universal way of doing it, because no two kids are the same. So the things that some parents may be applying, as far as, like, I feel my kid, the way she will learn is if I just put some fear into her, you know, put the whip belt on her. She's one of those kids, and you just have to press on her and have her fear you in order to do it, because her fear of getting punished, of getting physically whooped, is good. Like, she has a fearful heart where... And this is where you learn your kid as you're around them. And my kid is one of those that if I was to just bring on the belt and whip it, she would be straight and narrow for 2 months. But I can't do that. I can't be doing that as well. So I'm stuck in a pickle here, aren't I? And I'm trying to figure it out. And I guess that's kind of where I'm at, man. It's like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? How do I get her to be consistent in her behavior, which is the million-dollar question for me? It's not that she can't do it, because she's shown she could do it, but we've always having a press on her from all angles. It has to be the teacher. It has to be mom. It has to be dad. And it has to be continuous, where she doesn't take the initiative to understand that those behaviors long-term are positive as far as doing good in school. And I guess I'm just still trying to figure this out, as she's almost done with second grade. And it's not that she's a bad student. It's that she, at the end of the day, whenever she doesn't get things her way, whether it's at home or school, she's going to press buttons. And the amazing thing about it is just seeing her manipulate and play both sides against each other, telling one story. Like, she tells mom stories that are different than mine, and then she blames mom for her behavior for one thing, and then tells dad, I blame my behavior on other things. She's just very manipulative, and obviously she gets away with it. And she's learned that. She told me that before, that she's learned from other kids that you just gotta be soft to your parents and they'll break. And I've told her this. That's not going to work with me. But the problem is, again, I don't want to be smacking her upside the head. Like, when I grew up, I remember my dad very vividly having me go pick up a bamboo stick. He took me on a drive. And he took me on a drive growing up. And we went ahead and looked for bamboo sticks in Puerto Rico. And he said, pick whichever one you want. And I just picked one, a bamboo stick, and he went ahead and sharpened it, made it slick, and he basically had me look at my weapon. It's like, this is what's gonna, I'm gonna give you. I wanna whip your ass with your own decision whenever you get in this chair back here, because you've been acting a fool. But I know with me, when it came to school, he put the fear in me. He said, look, back in those days growing up, your teachers can whip your ass. So he used to tell me very vividly, look, yep, I told the teachers, they got the green light to smack you around and then tell me about it, and I'm going to give you a double take on that. I mean, what are you going to do as a kid? You're not going to talk to anybody. You're not going to do anything. But I know that I was a good kid at the end of the day. I was very quiet. So she's not exuding that at all. It's something different. It's very weird. So I'm just trying to figure this all out. But with my daughter, golly, she's a master manipulator. I figured you out, girl. And I hope when you're watching this, when you're older, you're going to be like, wow, like, yeah, you're off the chain. And, you know, poor mom, you have her probably crying some days and all emotional, making her feel guilty. And, you know, part of it, you doing it on purpose, Jazz. It's crazy. It's so crazy to think that you're just so good at this at such an early age. I'm proud of you, but I'm not.
Oh, man.